I invite you to put your hands on your heart. Close your eyes. And let us address the innate. Dear innate, I release all inappropriate things from my body. Dear innate, I release anything that is inappropriate to be released from the magnificence of my cellular structure. Dear innate, I release all fear and anxiety. And take a deep breath. Relax your hands. Feel the energy within your feet connecting to Gaia. Feel Gaia supporting you, loving you. And here is the statement. I am a magnificent human. I am a champion of duality in my life. And with gratitude, I receive the wisdom from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, I am so aware of who is here and who is listening, not just now, with your eyes and your ears, but those who will be listening only later or watching later, who perhaps years from now will hear this message for the first time. It's a timeless message, an important one. And it's number 2 of 4 that are being presented in this series of 4. The series is about a new frontier, which we're calling humanity's awakening into higher consciousness. Some have simply called it an increase of an awareness, an increase of an awareness. In the first section, we laid the groundwork for what we are speaking of now. In the laying of the groundwork, we asked the question, what if there were a greater truth? What if? What if there is a graduated scale, if you might say, of intelligence and awareness and all of that, and society and culture and humanity goes through these and they raise it slightly or not? Their free choice. What if you are broaching a new kind of awareness? And then we got into that which is spiritual, which we are speaking of now. And we said, what if there's a grander, greater truth? One that hides until you see it in any way you can see it. We discussed those who have been on the operating tables and who have died clinically and come back. And what they say to so many of the surgeons who are with them at their clinical death and with them when they wake. And so many surgeons have heard the same words, and we said this, and we closed with it. When they saw a greater truth and a magnificent, and the door cracked open, and they saw and got a glimpse of the reality, not your doctrine, but your reality, they said, why did you bring me back? That's profound. This is a section that starts to explain how profound it might be. I want you to visit for just a moment the whole idea of growing up. It's common to all cultures, human nature, to watch your children grow. So many of you either have the children or know of those who do or perhaps are related and have spent time with the little ones. And you watch that perceptual awareness start to grow. And it's so fun to see it when they get so wise. Or sometimes they have knowledge without wisdom, and it's so fun to hear what they say in all their innocence. They say the children say some very special things. Books have been written. And then slowly you see an awareness happen, and they get a little wiser. And then they become a little wiser even than that. They become young adults. And so you see a process of awareness and how it looks to you as the brain starts to grow and the maturity starts to happen in human consciousness. Now, this particular attribute of growth within from children to adults, so common, I want you to look at that and place that metaphor right now on humanity in general and the way things work on the planet. There is an opportunity for consciousness and awareness to have that same kind of growth through history. You have the opportunity to discover better things, to have a higher consciousness of what you want for one another. It's classic. We've said it before. It wasn't that long ago, before America perhaps even started, that your parent country and those in Europe would have festivals, and families would come out, and picnics would happen in order to see someone beheaded. Do you think that you've gone past that? Some would say, well, no, we're just doing other things instead of it. But you have gone past it. In other words, that's unconscionable today. Something has happened between then and now that has raised that awareness of what is appropriate and not appropriate for humanism. That's what we speak of. That's a small incremental step, but you get to see it even with a few hundred years. You're in a new energy now. You've passed a marker and it's accelerated. It is really accelerated. And now is the time for you to see another kind of growth. And it's happening before your eyes. And we've had many channels on it. But that's the metaphor. So what is it that is so profound that we speak of? What's the feeling of it? What is it like? What's the next step? In order for me to tell you these things, I'm just going to give you perceptions and ideas so you can ponder it yourself. We speak of spiritual things in this message. And for 31 years, that's what we have done. And there are those who listen in for a moment and will laugh. And they will say, why would I want to change religion? Well, they'd say, ha, here's what the world needs is another belief system. And I would say to you or anyone else who has gone that direction, you're not understanding. You don't really get it. You honestly don't understand. This is not another belief system. This is a revelation of a truth you never were told. A door opens, and all you can do is go, oh my, I had no idea. It's not another doctrine. It's not another set of rules. It's not another situation where we're asking you to get out of one bag and get into another and join something. This is not it. It's a plea to sit and discover something bigger than you were ever told. I equate it to this. A sightless person suddenly doesn't just get sight. They get sight with color, 3D, and more. And in that, that metaphor is everything. This explains something very, very common to you I've said before. This planet has sight. And they have just enough sight to have figured things out for themselves and to found out that God is great and there's one God and one creator. And that's where you sit. But you sit in a black and white earth. Everyone seeing in black and white. And suddenly there is the concept of those of you who are seeing color. That's not another black and white layer. It's not another religion, is it? You step out of the black and white world and you see color and you say, what am I going to do with it? What is it? But mostly, how do I explain it to a black and white earth? Honestly, how would you explain sight to a sightless person who has been sightless for birth? Not only that, start to explain the hues of colors that you see in a perception they don't have and never have had. You see, the issue is this. It's unbelievable. In this color world that we speak of, that you can participate in, this is a metaphor for another paradigm of truth. But the truth of color is so much bigger than the truth of black and white. I hold to this because this is the best metaphor I can give you. If you have indeed discovered color all around you, and you're now starting to draw in color and think in color and believe in color, and you go back home, for instance, or go back to work, for instance, and the door opens and you're in a black and white earth, and all they speak about are things that they know are in black and white, and all the hues of color and the grandness and the glory is not even perceptible to them. And there's nothing wrong with them. It's just that they are in another reality, and they are good people and beautiful people. But they look at you, and if you talk about color, they often will roll their eyes and walk away. It isn't believable, not yet. So they cannot perceive the thing that you've experienced. And this is what it's like to have a new frontier of awareness where the earth starts to see things that they never saw before. I'll tell you a story. It's for your time. It's one my partner will always remember. Since the late 40s, Israel has always had difficulties with the neighbors around them, and the neighbors have been in trouble with Israel. There's been many events, many things said and done. There's been many deaths. There's been wars. There's hatred, and there still is. One society is still living within another, seemingly appropriately to one side, inappropriately to another, and it goes and goes. In Israel, there's a name for it. In Palestine, there's a name for it. It's called the situation. And it's the elephant under the table when you go to the Middle East in certain areas, meaning it's always there. Tourists will be enjoying a certain kind of monument or a certain kind of church or temple or whatever. If they turn their heads to the left or to the right, they'll see they're guarded by those with machine guns. It tells you the elephant under the table is still there. Some years ago, my partner sat in a chair alone on a stage. It wasn't a theater in the round, like the Circle of 12, but it was a stage alone, all the lights on one chair, 1,000 people, all young Israelis in the audience. And Krein wanted to talk about the situation. And he told them something that was unbelievable to many, except the young people who were there were taken by what I said, because they knew color was coming. And that's what I said. You can't figure it out. The situation is untenable, not figure outable. It has been this way for all of these years. there will be new solutions coming to you you never thought could ever happen. Young people, arise and search. I was speaking then of a new normal. I was speaking then in front of all of these. You live in black and white, and color is coming. And I say that to you right now. This is the second of four attributes of this new frontier of awareness, and I'm simply covering the difference between that which you've experienced and that which you might. Dramatic. Not a new belief system. Not a new religion. Not a new doctrine. A grand, grand truth that we invite you to begin to investigate, to see. And so many of you are already there, and you understand it. And know what I speak. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, for good reason. And so it is.